From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
I say, Mary, isn't it time Baby said Daddy?
No, John, I've decided not to tell him who you are until he gets stronger.
Until he gets stronger? Why, of all that...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
What are we having for dessert, darling?
I'm going to make a marble cake.
Oh, a marble cake. That's using your head.
Using my head? Why, of all that...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Orville Sharp, played by Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates as clarinet in his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Yukagas.
See, this is the most interesting book that I never read in my whole life. Of course, you got to be in the right mood to really appreciate this beautiful writing. Just listen to this. A is for apple, so round and so red. B is for baby who sleeps in his bed. C is for cat who cries meow, meow. And D is for dog who barks bow, wow. Ain't that beautiful? D is for dog who barks bow wow. You know, to think of a thing like that takes brains. Really does. Yeah, I wish I could write a book like that. Say, that's an idea. Why don't I write a book? I got what it takes, a pencil, paper, in a few minutes. That's what I'll do. I'll write a book. Think I'll write a detective story. I'll call it The House on 45th Street. That's for people who don't want to go all the way up to 92nd Street. Wait a minute. Why don't I write a book about my life in the restaurant business? Got a good title for it, too. Forever Hamburger. Hamburger. It'll be a mystery story. Yeah, I'm sure a book about my life in the restaurant would be a bestseller. And when I get to be a famous writer, all the society women will invite me to tea, but I'll fool them. I'll drink milk. You know, when you're a big writer, you've got to be eccentric. I wonder if I should grow a beard. I think I will grow a beard. That'll be a good place for me to keep my pencils. Yeah, when I get to be a big writer, I'll have all my pictures in all the magazines, like Life, Big, Click, Look, Stop, Listen, Peek, Folk, Joke, Smoke, all of them. I may even be the woman's home companion. And who knows, I may even be endorsed by Good Housebroken.
Hello, Parkey.
Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes. Betty, just let me to read you something beautiful. Just listen to this. E is for eel, so slippery and long. F is for fox, so fast and so strong. Betty, ain't that beautiful? Gee, I wish I could write like this fella.
What fella?
Fella who wrote this book. There's his name right there. Some Italian writer by the name of Paglioni.
Paglioni?
Yes.
Well, where do you see Paglioni?
Right there at the top, Paglioni.
Paglioni, that's page one.
I thought it was funny. She changed his name on the very next page.
Parkey, I'm glad to see you're so interested in books.
Yes, you know something, Betty? I'm going to write a book about my life.
Well, Parkey, writing a book is a very difficult job. It's not as simple as you might think. Say, maybe you could get someone to help you. It might be easier if you dictated your book to someone.
No, I could dictate it to you. Betty, take a book.
All right, I'll help you with your book. Now, what do you want to put on the very first page?
Return this book to Parkey Cockles.
No, I mean, who are you going to dedicate the book to?
Oh, yes, I forgot. This book is dedicated to my best friend.
And who's your best friend?
Whoever buys the book.
No, Parkey, I mean, before we start, we have to have an introduction.
Oh, my name is Parkey Cockles. How do you do?
Parkey, if you don't mind, let's finish your book some other time, shall we? I've got an awful lot of work to do.
Okay, I'll dictate the rest of it to you later, Betty. But it's pretty good so far, huh? Oh, hello, Uppy.
Hi, Parkey.
Say, Uppy, at last you're going to become famous. Yeah, I'm writing a book. I'm going to mention your name in it.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Gee, I'm getting popular. You know, they put my name in another book that just came out.
Really? What book is that?
A telephone book.
I see. I didn't have time to finish reading the latest copy. But, you know, I happen to be writing a book about my life in the restaurant business. This book is going to make me rich, you know.
You're right, Parky. I know there's a lot of money in writing.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, an old married man once gave my sister $10,000 just for one letter.
$10,000 just for one letter? I bet she was a good writer.
No, he was. Look, Parky, I'll give you an order for your book right now. As soon as it comes out, my piano player will buy a copy.
Your piano player? Gee, I didn't know he likes to read.
Oh, he can't read. He wants to use the book to prop up the short leg on the piano.
Well, I was never so insulted in my whole life. Imagine using a copy of my book to prop up a short piano leg. Why, for that short leg, you'll need at least two copies.
Betty Rhodes, and It Might As Well Be Spring.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but it isn't even spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
Mr. Bob Williams, I wish you don't quit busting on me like this. Hmm? You know, I happen to be writing a book that takes a lot of thinking. You just spoiled my whole inspiration. Don't you got no respect for a genius?
Well, there, genius. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Light an old gold. Oh, Bob, those words calm me right down. You know something? You're a genius, too.
Well, so you're writing a book, eh, Parky?
Yes, sir.
Say, I'd like to have the honor of writing the preface, the opening remarks.
You would? What would you say?
I'd say, to my dear friend Parky Carpus,
yes.
After reading this book, I can truthfully say you can always get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold, especially today. But you won't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Bob, when the people know you're going to talk about old golds in my book, they won't buy just one book. Buy a whole carton.
Well, yeah, but wait, get this, Parky. To help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Well, don't stop now, Bob. I want to find out how this thing comes out.
Well, Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco. That's for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So try a pack first chance you get. And remember, dear reader, if Parkey's book annoys you, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. Signed, Bob Williams.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Bob. You know, I once read a great introduction in a book by Bunyard Kipling. But, you know, it couldn't compare to yours. Couldn't compare to yours at all because it didn't say a single word about Old Gold.
Well, thank you, Parkey, and I'll see you around.
Yes, I'll see you around. You know, writing a book is done be easy. I didn't even mark down one word yet. Already I got writer's crank. But I suppose if you want to write a book, you've got to make up your mind to do it. It's a good thing I got a typewriter so I can bang it out fast. Might as well begin. Chapter one. I'm going to bring this typewriter back. Typewriter company told me I could get 70 words a minute out of it. I'm only getting 3. Must have given me a slow typewriter. Now, let's see. Here's how I'll start my story. Once upon a time... Well, that's all I write today. Now, I should do more than that, or I'll never get through. Once upon a time... Period. Yeah, that's better. Now I can stop. Here comes a customer. It's a good thing I just finished my writing for today, so I could wait on her. How do you do, lady?
How do you do? Are you the waiter?
Me, a waiter? I should say not. I'm a writer.
Oh, a writer.
Yes, tell me what you're going to eat, and I'll write it down. And are you mind to make it snappy, because this typewriter is getting very heavy to hold.
This is interesting. You say you're a writer.
Yes.
Well, what's your name?
Parkikakis.
Parker Parker?
Yes.
I don't believe I ever heard of you.
You didn't? Did you ever hear of Pearl Buck?
Oh, why, of course.
Maybe I better use his name.
No, no. I mean, do you have a nom de plume?
Oh, yes, but I haven't worn it in years.
I see. Well, tell me, what field do you write in?
I don't write in no fields. I'm an indoor writer. Right now, I happen to be working on the story of my life, of course. I won't be able to tell the story of my whole life because I'm not dead yet.
You're not?
No.
Well, I'm quite pleased to hear that you're a writer. Say, I have an idea.
Right.
You see, I'm president of the women's club here. Why don't you come over to our club next Tuesday? We're having a drive for new members.
I couldn't join the women's club. I already belong to the Elks.
No, no. You see, I thought that since you're a writer, you might come over and read something for the ladies.
Oh, I'll be glad to read for the ladies. Tell you the truth, I got a beautiful story right here in my pocket. Would you like to hear
it? Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Okay, hold this typewriter. Now, just listen to this. A is for apples, so round and so red. B is for a baby who sleeps in his bed. C is...
I know that story. It's one of my favorites. C is for cat who cries, meow, meow. D is for dog who barks, bow, wow. E is for eel.
Pardon you, lady. I better see what this man just coming in was.
Oh, you go right ahead. Don't mind me. I'm having a wonderful time. E is for eel.
Well, well, well. Hiya, pal.
Oh, it's you again, mister.
Yeah, you remember me. My name is Orville Sharp.
Yes, I remember.
Say, Opie Cates tells me that you're writing a book. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
I suppose you want it to be a very interesting book. Now, there's no doubt about that, is there?
No doubt? No, there's no doubt about that.
Okay. Now, seeing this is your first book, it's important to make it a bestseller, eh? You really eyes that, don't you?
Oh, sure, I really eyes that one.
All right, now tell me, what's the most interesting part of any book? It's the ending. Am I correct it?
Correct it.
Okay. Who are you buying your endings from?
Buy the endings? I didn't know you have to buy the endings.
Why, sure you gotta buy the endings. A book's gotta have an end, don't it? Ever hear of a book that finished in the middle?
No, I didn't. Tell me, how much does the endings cost?
Well, it's all according to what you want. How much work I got to put into it, see?
Yes.
Have any particular kind of ending in mind?
No, I just fingered when I come to get through with it, I'll put down two words to end, that's all.
Whoa,
Boy, it's a good thing I came in here today. Brother, if your book ain't got a good ending, you ain't got nothing. Now, the first thing people do when they pick up a book is read the ending.
Read the ending first? Not me. I'm reading a book right now, and it's got me in suspenders.
Okay. Hey, look, about your book. Here's a great ending. I'd like to sell it to you. Get this ended.
Yeah, what is it?
On the last page of the book, see, you're broke. Oh. You ain't got a friend in the world. Your own mother hates you. The kids throw stones at you. On top of everything else, you're going to jail because they found $1 million worth of stolen jewelry on you. The police are ringing the front doorbell. Oh, boy, are you in a jam.
What do you know? And it all happened while I was standing here talking to you.
You realize what this means?
Yes, I realize what it means. I'm in big trouble. Am I correct?
Correct. Don't worry, kid. My ending's going to take care of you. See, they discovered $1 million worth of jewelry is really yours. It was left to you by your grandfather.
I see.
That has an ending I can sell you for $100.
$100?
Uh-huh. Don't you think it's worth $100, me getting you out of a mess like that?
Well, I couldn't afford it. Where am I going to get $100?
You got $1 million worth of jewelry, ain't you? Pocket.
Pocket? Oh, that's no good, because to get the jewelry, I got to go back to my mother, and she hates me.
Okay, here's another ending I got for you. Look, yes. This one's costing you $50. Get this ending. It's wonderful.
Wonderful?
You die.
That's wonderful? I die? Where do I die?
On page 308.
Couldn't I die on page 410? I'd like to live a little longer.
All right, listen to this ending.
Yes.
You're dying, see, your whole family are standing by your bed.
Yes.
Your wife comes close to you. There's a breathless hush in the room. Everything is quiet.
Quiet.
Outside, the night is dark.
Yes.
The moon is hiding behind the clouds. The air is still.
Yes.
From the distance, you can hear the faint cry of a skunk.
A skunk?
Yeah. And with that, you take your last breath and die. That ending's going to cost you $50.
Oh, I couldn't stand that ending.
Oh, you mean it's too sad, huh?
No, it's too expensive.
Too expensive? Hey, you're a tough guy to do business with. How much you want to spend for an ending?
Oh, a dollar.
A dollar?
Yes.
There's only one ending I can give you for a dollar.
What's that?
Goodbye.
Wise guy. I'm laying in bed dying, and in the distance you can hear the faint cry of a skunk. But you know something? It's beautiful. Oh, my, that lady from the women's club is still waiting there. I better go over and see if they took care of her.
Why is so yellow a color so bright? And Z is for zebra with stripes black and white. Oh, this is a wonderful story, isn't it?
It sure is. And don't you love the middle part where it says M is for music so bright and so gay, and O is for Opie, who plays right away.
Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play I'm Gonna Love That Guy.
morning, Opie.
Oh, hello, Bob Williams.
Is Parky around?
Nope, he's going over to the book publishers to see if they'll publish that book of his.
Oh, yeah, he told me he was writing a book, and I thought that as long as he was, I'd drop by and leave this dictionary for him.
You know something, Robert? A dictionary is a wonderful thing. It's about the only thing I know of that could ever win an argument with a woman.
Oh, you mean the dictionary has the last word, huh?
No, you can hit her over the head with it. Yep, the fellow who wrote that dictionary was a smart guy, that Daniel Webster.
Oh, no, Opie, Daniel Webster didn't write the dictionary. Noah wrote it.
Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it kind of hard for him to write with all them animals around?
No, I mean Noah Webster. He was born in 1758.
1758? Say, Robert, I wonder if he knew Mr. Lorillard.
Well, he could have, Opie, because only 2 years after Noah Webster was born, the Lorillard tobacco business was founded. That was in 1760, to be exact.
Well, close my dictionary and call me speechless.
Well, listen, Opie, that's nearly 2 centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And the knowledge of America's most experienced tobacco organization is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today.
Yeah, Bob, Old Gold sure are superlunary.
Superlunary? What does that mean?
Superlunary?
Hmm.
Well, that's a fancy word, Bob. That means out of this world. You got a dictionary there. Look it up, son. Look it up. Well, I'll see you later, Rob.
Well, goodbye, Opie. Superlunary.
Hi, Betty.
Hello, Opie. Say, where's Parky?
Oh, he's going over to the publishing house, Betty, to see about publishing that book of his.
Publishing house? What a waste of time. Now, whoever thought that he was serious with that silly book?
Well, here's the publishing house right here. Salmon and Shoestring Publishers. I'll go in.
Come right in, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to talk to Mr. Salmon.
I'm sorry, but they canned salmon yesterday.
They canned salmon? Could I talk to Mr. Shoestring?
Shoestring is tied up right now.
Well, you see, I'm writing a book. I'd like to speak to somebody about it.
Oh, is it a love story?
Oh, sure.
Well, then you can see the love editor, Beatrice La Cienega.
Beatrice La Cienega?
Yes, she's right next to Fairfax.
I see. Oh, this must be your office right here.
Yes, go right in.
Thank you very much. Pardon you, lady. Are you the love editor?
Oh, come in, you great, big, gorgeous, beautiful doll. Pull up a love seat and sit down.
Me?
Come on. Sit close to me. Oh, from the moment I set eyes on you, I realized you were meant for me and I was meant for you. Come on. Put your head on my shoulder.
You mean like this?
Hey, what are you doing? You've got an awful nerve. How dare you put your head on my shoulder?
Well, you just told me to.
Told you? Oh, I was just reading a paragraph from this love story.
Oh.
Now, what's on your mind? Just what do you want?
I'm writing a book.
Is it a love story?
Well, sure, it's all about my life in the restaurant business.
What kind of a love story is that?
I love it.
Well, if it's about your life, I suggest you see the horror editor, Mr. Matthew Clammy.
Matthew Clammy, the horror editor?
Yes. Go right through this door.
This one?
Yes. That's the door to the horror department.
Okay, thank you. I'll go in.
Come in, my good man.
Thank you.
Yes, come in. It's good to see live people again. Pull up a tombstone and sit down.
That's all right, I'll stand. I'd like to speak to you quickly about a book I'm writing.
Oh, good. I hope you have a lot of murders in it.
Murders? No, I don't got no murders in it.
No murders? Then where does the horror come in? I like a book that's full of horror.
No, you see, this book is about my life in the restaurant business.
And who are you?
I'm Parky Carcass.
Ah! That's too horrible! Get out! Get out!
Boy, is that a crazy guy. I think I'll go in another department. Here's another office. Western Stories. Well, my restaurant's in the West. Maybe this is the fellow I got to see. I'll go in.
Well, come right in, partner. I'm mighty glad to see you. Pull up a saddle, sit down.
Well, thank you, partner.
What can I do for you, pardon?
Well, you see, I wrote a book.
Well, I calculate it should be a mighty fine book.
Yes.
You look like a mighty fine hombre.
Thank you.
How about a shot?
Oh, I'd love one.
Well, I'll have a shot with you, pardon. Always like a couple of shots after lunch. Now, tell me about your book, pardon.
Well, you see, pard, I got...
Pardon me, pard. Well, answer this on my phone.
Yes,
hello? This is Lem Hawkins, the sheriff, speaking. What? They held up that stagecoach again? On Vine Street? Well, which way did they go?
They went that way.
Good. Good, I'll hit them over the pass. Hi-yo, old gold!
Guess he takes a couple of shots before dinner, too.
Betty, I know it's hard to believe what I just told you about what went on in that publishing house, but I never met such crazy people in my whole life. I guess I'm going to drop the whole idea about writing a book.
Yes, Parky, I think you're better off devoting all of your time to your restaurant.
Yes, Betty, from now on, when it comes to books, I'm not going to write them. I'm just going to read them. Tell you the truth, Betty, on my way back, I stopped at the bookstore and I bought this new book that just came out today. Oh, it's beautiful writing. Of course, you've got to be in the proper mood to appreciate this, you know. Just listen to this. A is for antelope, as swift as the breeze. B is for baboon, who swings from the tree.
Don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. For the further adventures of Park Yukakis, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Tomorrow, October 29th, marks the opening of the Victory Loan Drive. During this drive, there will be an all-out door-to-door canvass by Victory volunteers, loyal Americans who worked faithfully to make previous bond drives so successful. They're friends and neighbors of yours giving freely many hours of their time with the knowledge that they're helping to accomplish today's most important job, to pay for Victory. Welcome your Victory volunteer when he calls and give him your check for that extra Victory bond. Now, this is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parky's.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.